As we noted at the beginning, today is the Feast of St. Augustine, and also it is National Heroes Day in the Philippines. It's fitting to have a day in honor of heroes because we need people to emulate. We honor those who have made sacrifices or who have accomplished great things, and we also learn from them. It's no good to have heroes if we're not inspired to be better people because of them. Not that we can imitate heroes, we can't lead revolutions and, you know, lead countries and that sort of thing, but we can be more courageous, we can be more selfless, we can be more dedicated, other-centered, we can be more compassionate. There's lots of ways we can be inspired by genuine heroes. I know part of the difficulty of this day is that it's kind of generic. Rizal already has a day, Bonifacio has a day, Ninoy has a day. I can never remember, does Aguinaldo have a day? No, okay, but anyway, so Aguinaldo is included with today, I suppose, and the many people who are part of the foundation of the nation. I always try to remember some of them, Mavini, I suppose, Del Pilar. I can't remember some of the others. But I dug out one of my old 1,000 peso notes to see those three people that used to be on the 1,000 peso. There's Jose Abad Santos, there's Vicente Lim, and there's Josefa Escoda. They got demoted. They're no longer on the 1,000 peso. So now it's the Philippine Eagle. So if people don't know Josefa Escoda now, they'll know her much less now that she's disappeared from the money. Probably a lot of the young people don't know who Josefa Escoda is. You know her? Probably most people don't know who she is. Anyway, I don't know if she's considered a national hero. I really don't know. Then I heard recently that at least up north, they're going to have a holiday in honor of Marcos, the former Marcos. Because in Ilocos Norte, anyway, he's a hero, even though he's considered a villain in most of the rest of the country. But that's the issue. Now, what's a hero? What's the definition? And who qualifies? You know, this has been a controversy. Well, ever since I've been in the Philippines, controversy of who's going to be on the money, who's going to be buried in the National Hero Cemetery, and all this sort of thing. Nevertheless, it's important to have heroes. I know in my adult life, there has been a lot of discussion about the lack of heroes for our young people. It used to be you could look up to leaders, politicians, important historical figures, but now the tendency is to examine their lives so closely and expose in social media all their weaknesses. So no matter how heroic or accomplished a person might be, you find out he cheated on his wife, or he used drugs when he was in college or something, and therefore he's not a hero. So that's the way it is now. So everybody's under such intense scrutiny that no one's a hero. Except comic book figures. Spider-Man's a hero, Iron Man, this sort of person. So these are fictional heroes. But that doesn't work. We need real people. And I think any mature person knows no one's perfect. No hero is perfect. Including the saints. Now let's shift gears from national and political figures to spiritual leaders, the saints, who are not perfect. Except for the Blessed Virgin Mary. But she's in a category of her own. And the example, probably one of the best examples of an imperfect saint, is today's saint, Saint Augustine. Augustine, who was very clear about his past life when he was in darkness, when he pursued the good things of the world instead of the giver of those good things, when he was either pursuing pleasure or following other religions or trying to build up his reputation as a scholar, as a rhetorician. He was searching for something that would satisfy his restless heart. And nothing did. Pleasure didn't, popularity didn't, status didn't, the different religions didn't. Only when he found Jesus Christ did he find the answer to his longing, his restless heart. And you know the very famous expression of St. Augustine. It's always good to call it to mind, especially on his feast day. He says to the Lord, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." It's true not only of St. Augustine, but of every single person. We have restless hearts. We look for something that will satisfy us deeply. Nothing satisfies deeply except the Lord himself. And that's a heroic virtue, to find and follow the Lord. That's why we honor the saints. Now, the saints are important figures for us, but they're not the most important. It's important to hold them up and to learn from them, be inspired by them, rely on their intercession, but they're not the most important. And this came out in yesterday's gospel. If you remember, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And the people say John the Baptist and Elijah and Jeremiah. Those were the heroes of the Jews. John the Baptist was a modern hero to them. He had just been killed. I think he had already been killed. Jeremiah was a hero. The prophets are heroes. Elijah, and those are great men, great leaders, great representatives of the word of God, instruments of God's word. And that's a great thing to have. But the whole point of that identification of who Jesus is was to distinguish him from the heroes. He is not just another one of the great prophets. He's not just a hero. He's not just a proclaimer of truth. He is the truth. He is the Son of God. And that's what Peter proclaimed in yesterday's gospel. You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. You're not like anyone else. And that's the whole thing. So when we talk about heroes in that we honor, the best heroes, meaning the saints, are those who submit themselves to, who are disciples of Jesus Christ. They're not great like St. Augustine. He's not just a great man because he was brilliant and a brilliant theologian and because he accomplished so much. He was a great disciple of Jesus Christ. He laid down his life. He wasn't a martyr, but he emptied himself in the service of Jesus Christ once he found him. And Augustine describes this change so beautifully in his book, The Confessions, because what he does is he looks back on the journey of his life and he sees what God was doing all along, and he sees why it's so good now to find the Lord and serve him. You might remember that Augustine was an example of what Pope Francis was describing when he spoke about the necessity of reading the book of one's own life in that series on discernment. Reading the book of one's own life. That's what Augustine did when he wrote the Confessions. He looked back at his journey, his pilgrimage through time, even to the times when he was in terrible sin or in terrible darkness, and digging in a little deeper, he could see God was still there at work. It's beautiful. And that's what we all have to do. I mean, God is faithful, and he's with us, even when we're not faithful and we're not with him. Augustine says this, "You were with me, Lord, but I was not with you." And that's the way it is. Beautiful. So Augustine is a great example for us. Now, let's look to today's gospel. We see Jesus in his strong warnings to the Pharisees. "Woe to you, you scribes, you Pharisees, you hypocrites." He's very severe with the Pharisees because they are not heroes. They're, in fact, the opposite of heroes. Instead of inspiring, instead of sacrificing, instead of making things better for everyone else, they're using their position for their own advantage and making it worse for everybody else. So that's an anti-hero. Jesus uses the imagery that we also saw in yesterday's gospel and in yesterday's reading, first reading also yesterday, the image of the key, the locking. Remember? In that first reading, I can't remember, who was it? Eliakim, or someone was given the key. Anyway, here, Jesus says to the Pharisees, "You lock the kingdom of heaven before men." You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. That's no hero. That's an enemy. That's a villain. Peter, on the other hand, was given the keys to the kingdom of heaven and the power and the authority to lock and unlock, to bind and to loose. Why was Peter given such extraordinary authority? Because he confessed Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He was a trustworthy authority because he put himself under the authority of Jesus Christ. That's the definition of a hero in the spiritual sense. And that kind of a hero makes it possible for others to enter the kingdom. To this day, we represent Peter as holding these big keys, because he opens the gates to the kingdom of heaven. Not that he is the most important figure. He's not. Neither is John the Baptist. In fact, neither is the Blessed Virgin Mary. The key to this whole mystery is Jesus Christ. And anyone who serves him is a hero. So let's apply this to ourselves now. Yes, it's National Heroes Day and St. Augustine's feast day, but we ourselves are called to a heroic level of faith, even if no one sees it or notices it. The hidden heroes of our day, this is something Pope Francis often speaks about, the hidden, the day-to-day heroes, people who serve their families, who do their job well, who are honest, who suffer for the sake of justice or for the sake of their faith and nobody knows it. These are real heroes. These people, and we should strive to be among them, make it possible for the kingdom of heaven to be spread and open the way for other people to enter the kingdom. So let us all strive to be heroes, not to make a name for ourselves or to start a revolution, but to participate in God's own revolution, starting in our own hearts, so that the kingdom of heaven can be with us and more people can be drawn into it.